When actress Regina King won a Golden Globe back in 2019 for Best Supporting Actress in If Beale Street Could Talk, she made an impassioned declaration and a promise to audiences.
In the next 2 years, everything that I produce, I am making a vow, and it's going to be tough, to make sure that everything that I produce that is 50% women. And I just challenge anyone out there who is in a position of power, not just in our industry, in all industries, I challenge you to challenge yourselves and stand with us in solidarity and do the same. God bless
2 years
you.
Later, King is one step closer to her declaration as an executive producer and director of the new feature film One Night in Miami. And she joins me now. Regina King, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Regina, so many of us were taken by your Golden Globe acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk. And you're doing exactly what you said you were going to do. How has it been working on this film and really your effort to bring gender parity?
This film has been a magical experience. Most people that I talk to feel the same way. So that's a great thing. But as far as achieving the gender parity, that was a difficult task. It was a task that we were not able to accomplish, even though we were trying to accomplish it. But what we were able to accomplish is, and I can't say diversity parity, but we were able to put together a crew that was predominantly of color and that did not identify as cis white male.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this film, One Night in Miami. Is based on the play by Kent Powers. It dramatizes the night that Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown gathered in Miami to celebrate the victory of Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, over Sonny Liston in February of 1964. Here's a clip from the beginning of the four men's gathering. Three of them are expecting a party, but Malcolm has other plans. Let's listen.
When is this party going down?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's on the agenda, Malcolm?
Well, I thought this would be a wonderful chance for us to reflect on what's happened tonight. Like our young brother said, there's no denying that greater forces were at work.
You mean no one else is coming?
Well, rest assured, my brother, you're not missing anything.
What follows is a lot of conversation. The men argue about what it means to be black and successful. Malcolm urges his friends to use their celebrity to help the community. What was it about this fictional scenario that resonated most with you?
Well, I mean, while it was an imagined version of what the conversation may have been, I'd have to believe that all four of those men have had conversations like that, if not with each other, with other black men. So that resonated for me because just myself as a black artist, you know, we all find ourselves in a conversation, even with ourselves, about what our social responsibility should be. What does it look like to actually employ that social responsibility in some way and still remain true to our artistry? You know, every artist that I know that's black has asked themselves that. And to hear it coming from the voices of four black men that are iconic, for me, it just feels like it resonated stronger when I read Kemp's script, because he really found a way to humanize those iconic men.
One thing that is hard to forget while watching is that two of these men, Malcolm X and Sam Cooke, would be dead within a year of when this took place, which is 1964. You know, their tragic deaths are usually such a prominent part of storylines about them. I'm just wondering, how freeing was it to know your task would be to focus on this one night of possibility?
Well, I think it was beyond just that. It was also, I felt like we were able to capture a part of all of these men, especially Cassius and Malcolm, that we don't get an opportunity to see when we're seeing them portrayed. We don't get an opportunity usually to see Malcolm smile and be loving and working things out, and to get to see Cassius so young in a space where he did possess some doubt. We so often see these men as if they didn't struggle with those types of emotions. And mm-hmm. I think that was overall what was attractive. One of the, I can't say overall, because there were many reasons that drew me to Kemp's story, but that being one of them, you know, seeing them in a way that we never consider them.
One big task you had was casting. Here's Eli Gore portraying Cassius Clay.
Why am I so pretty?
And I'm only 22 years old. There is no way I'm supposed to be this great. Look, Alexander the Great conquered the whole world at the age of 30, and I conquered the world of boxing at 22 without sustaining so much as a scratch.
That's right.
There he goes.
Regina, he had him down. I mean, that voice was, he got it. How much of a challenge was it to cast actors to play real people?
It was a challenge, but it's also the fun part. You know that you want people or actors who understand the goal is not to do impersonations. The goal is to do an exploration while embodying who these men are at their core. That was very clear when it came to every single one.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel to release this film during this moment when the impacts of racism is now somewhat part of the collective conversation?
You know, these conversations that are being had in this film are conversations that have been had since before any of us that are watching this film were born, or that are in this film, or that have anything to do with this film were born. So these conversations remain prescient within the Black community to the point of exhaustion, you know? And so it never felt like this film was not going to be a timely piece for us.
You're an enduring figure in Hollywood, an Oscar winner, several Emmys. For us Black girls, we've been rocking with you since 227, and yet it really feels like you're just getting started. What's next for you?
It's continuing on this journey. You know, I will continue to act and direct and produce and bend with the wind and listen to the universe and hear what the universe has in store for me next.
Regina King, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Regina King is an executive producer and director of the new film One Night in Miami. It opens in theaters today and will stream on Amazon Prime beginning January 15th.